there came what seemed to me to be a grand release, for Hudson told us that he was going to leave us. He walked into the dining room as we sat after dinner and announced his intention in the thick voice of a half-drunken man.
"I've had enough of Norfolk," said he. "I'll run down to Mr. Beddoes in Hampshire. He'll be as glad to see me as you were, I dare say."
"You're not going away in an unkind spirit, Hudson, I hope?" said my father with a tameness which made my blood boil.
"I've not had my apology," said he sulkily, glancing in my direction.
"Victor, you will acknowledge that you have used this worthy fellow rather roughly," said the dad, turning to me. "On the contrary, I think that we have both shown extraordinary patience towards him," I answered.
"Oh, you do you?" he snarled. "Very good, mate. We'll see about that."
He slouched out of the room, and half an hour afterwards left the house, leaving my father in a state of pitiable nervousness. Night after night I heard him pacing his room, and it was just as he was recovering his confidence that the blow did at last fall. "And how?" I asked eagerly. "In a most extraordinary fashion. A letter arrived from my father yesterday evening, bearing the Fordingham postmark. My father read it, clapped both his hands to his head, and began running round the room in little circles like a man who has been driven out of his senses. When I at last drew him down onto the sofa, his mouth and eyelids were all puckered on one side, and I saw that he had a stroke. Dr. Fordham came over at once. We put him to bed, but the paralysis has spread. He has shown no sign of returning consciousness, and I think that we shall hardly find him alive."
"You horrify me, Trevor," I cried. "What then could have been in this letter to cause so dreadful a result?"
"Nothing. There lies the inexplicable part of it. The message was absurd and trivial."
"Ah, my God, it is as I feared."
As he spoke, we came round the curve of the avenue and saw in the fading light that every blind in the house had been drawn down. As we dashed up to the door, my friend's face convulsed with grief. A gentleman in black emerged from it.